You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's about time for a miracle. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. For you this morning, for you this afternoon, for you in the midnight hour. It's about time for your miracle. We want to thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Come on here. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial has made it possible for me to come into your home, come into your cars. Cypress audience, we thank God for you tuning in. Guess what? Again, it's about time for your miracle. We thank God for you, you, and you sharing this broadcast today, listening to this broadcast today, because guess what? Again, I can't stress it enough. It's about time for your miracle. Good morning to all of you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what it looks like, feel like, God is still on the throne. God is still with you. Amen. And you're going to make it through it. Just hold your head up high. Just hold your head up high because God is with you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Come on. Hallelujah. No weapon. Come on. No train. No plane. No whatever try to hinder you. Can't hinder you. Why? Because God is with you. We thank God for you again tuning into the radio broadcast. Good morning, prophetess. God bless you, Doris. Yes, gathers. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Share. Tune in with this broadcast on today because there is a word. There is something to lift you up, amen, along the way to bring you out, to bring you over, to bring you across. Amen. We thank God for you again tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. We want to let you know God is still with you. We want to let you know that there's nothing at your end that God can bring you out of because he's a miracle working God and he's able to do it. Amen. He's able to do it. Hold your head up high because he's right now. Hold your head up high because he's with you. Amen. You're not alone. You are not alone in whatever you're going through with. You can overcome it, whatever it is, whatever it is. You can be healed from it. You can be delivered from it. Why? Because Jesus lives. He lives. He lives. Come on, let's go to the word for a word of prayer. Good morning to all of you tuning in to the radio broadcast. Again, on Cypress audience, thank God for you. Praise our God. Thank God for your event tomorrow. God bless you. We thank God for you. Listen, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. We thank you for one more opportunity to be in the land of the living, Father. And Father, we thank you right now, Father God, that you woke us up early this morning, closing our right mind, and we have the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you this morning, God, because you are omnipresent with us, God, even throughout the day, the morning that we're going through right now. Some at work, Father. God, some maybe have the day off. Some may be taking care of business today. Lord, whatever the situation they will be facing today, we thank you that we know that you're with us and we know that you're going to bring us through it. You've already made a way. You already worked things out, Father, and we're just walking it out, Father. We're just walking the time out, Father. We're just living the time out, Father, and we thank you now, Father, for you saying everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us, Father, and we bless your name. We pray for those that are on the other side of Cypress audience. Lord, somebody going through right now, but we know that you're able to bring them out. We know that you're able to heal. We know that you're able to deliver right now. Touch the sick, God. Touch the oppressed right now, and let them be clean, and let them be green, decree and declare, I am set free. I am healed right now, and we speak a word to them right now in the midst of the circumstances in this situation that they're in. And we call peace when it need to be. Hallelujah. And we call joy where it need to be right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we honor you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning again. This is Apostle Curtis Watkins, your host. Amen. Hallelujah. Your host this morning. I tell you, you stay with me, I'll stay with you 1 hour, 1 hour. God is still doing what he say he's going to do. Good morning, daughter. Daughter, even. Pastor Lori, good morning. Thank God for you. Amen. We know God is able to do a seat above all we think or ask. I want you to know this. There is nothing that you're facing. Come on, I come to pull you up out of that this morning. There is nothing that you're facing that you cannot come out of. Come on here. Why? Because who lives? The King lives. Who is the King? The Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nothing that you can face that you cannot come out of today. Why? Because he lives and he's on the throne. Amen. I want you to know this again. I want you to feel this again. God is with you. Hallelujah. God is with you. Hold your head up high. I'm encouraging someone right now. Hold your head up high. Come on. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the situation. Come on. Hallelujah. God can bring everything to a halt because he's in the midst of it. God can deliver. He's in the midst of it. God can heal. He's in the midst of it. Come on, we got to look at God is in the midst of it. And if God is in the midst of it, guess what? It's already solved. If you're in there by yourself, then it's going to be a mess. But God is in there with you. Hold your head up high. Listen, we want to send out our condolence to the bereaved families, those that are going through right now. Hallelujah. We want to send out our prayers to you. Praise God. We want to continue to pray for those that have gone through bereavement hour. We want to continue to pray for them that God would see them through. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to continue to pray for, amen, pray for the Watkins family as they go through this transition time. Amen. As I go through this transition time with my sister Carmelisa, praise God, transition on Saturday. Praise our God. So we're praying for my brothers and I and the rest of our family. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your calls. It has already been coming in, your texts. We thank you for all of you that I have not touched, I have not talked to as of yet, but you've seen it. Thank you for your prayers. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I will let you know when everything will be, amen, once we get everything finalized, amen, for the homegoing service of my sister Carmelisa Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. So y'all pray with us. Y'all pray with us and pray for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to pray for the rest of the bereaved families that's going through right now because God is able to see them through. God is able to bring them out no matter what it is. Come on. Continue to pray for Elder Marcus. Amen. Continue to pray for Lady Woods. Amen. Continue to pray for Prophetess Gathers and her family. Come on, Evangelist Catherine. Come on, let's continue to pray for them. Throw our arms around them and let's love on them. Hallelujah. And Brother Colin Frazier, come on, just round out something. His granddaughter, we're going to continue to pray for them that God would see them through. Amen. See them through this time. Amen. Listen, and also we want to continue to pray for hallelujah, Evangelist Lisa Barding's son. Amen. Those of you know his father passed also. Amen. Last week, his father passed. He just, mother was transitioned. Evangelist Elise, now his father done transitioned. So let's continue to pray for him that God would see him through. Amen. Hallelujah. We want you to know that God is with them. We want you to know that God is able to see you through no matter what it is, no matter what it is. Hallelujah. His name is Xavier. Let's continue to pray for Xavier Parker that God will see him through this time that he's walking, amen, on both ends, mother and father. I know how that can be. Praise God. Mother and father gone, but God is your strength and God will give you the peace and God will take you through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, my brothers and sisters, and come on, I want you to invite you. Amen. It's going to be something on Sunday at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. If you're not doing anything, we're having our Family and Friends Day on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. You could come be with us, family and friends. Come on and be with us at 1219 South Street. Amen. If you're in service and you get out a little earlier, come by. stop by and meet us there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Come on, I'm inviting all family and friends. Come on, come be with us. Come be with us. Yes, dinner will be served after service. Come on, so come be with us. Bring a friend. Bring one of our friends that we haven't seen in a long time. You know that I know them and they know me. Bring one of them and you come also. So it'll be Sunday. Sunday, God bless you. Yes, Sunday at 11 o'clock, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Come be with us and we'll be with you. Come dine with us after service at the table. I want to see you at the table. Oh, praise our God. Yes, hallelujah. Listen, also, listen, get ready. Coming near you soon. Coming near you soon. Hallelujah. We want to come and celebrate with Pastor Diana Hayes, Hicks Hayes. Hallelujah. We want to come celebrate with her. You're going to see the flyer and everything. I'm telling you, it's going to be something in our anniversary. The Apostolic Church of Jesus, New Deliverance. Amen. School Street. We will be there. Amen. When will we be there? When will we be there? It will be, I think, September. Yes, September the 4th. That's on a Thursday night. Come on. Yes, come be with us. It's going to be something in the place. And I see the lineup. I read it a little bit. I believe Apostle Brown is going to be there. And I know Apostle, Chief of Apostle, hallelujah, Hayes. Jimmy Hayes is going to be there, her brother. It's going to be something. I want you to come in and be in those services as we celebrate the woman of God, as we celebrate her. Amen. So we want to look to see you there. Amen. Come be with us and we'll be with you. Amen. Praise our God. Then we're getting ready for Tallahassee. We'll be in Tallahassee. Come on here the 13th. The 13th. That's on a Saturday. Oh, we'll be there. We'll oversee Kendrick, Bishop Kendrick McMillan. We'll be there. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're in the area and you know some services is going on and we're there, we look to see you there. Come on, we look to see you there in these services. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we thank God for all of you. Amen. Hallelujah. All of you that has participated, all of you that's been sending love and kindness, words, and everything. Again, we thank you. Amen. And however capacity you have served, we thank you so much. We thank you. Listen, again, we give honor to Lady Watkins, my wife. Bless her. God bless you. Thank God for you, our church mother. Hallelujah. Brother Brown, amen, hallelujah, to all the prophets there, prophets gathers, God bless you, prophets Rita, God bless you, prophets Moses, God bless you, oh my God, over there Tallahassee on Saturday, it was something with her in a midday service, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, you got to be there, you got to be in one of those services, good morning, they're calling, they're looking on from Georgia, good morning, cousins, God bless you all, hallelujah, I want you to know God is with you. I want you to know God is going to bring you out. God is going to bring you through. Good morning, son, Apostle, Pastor Jamal Moses. God bless you. Thank God for you. I know God is good, and he's moving all over. Come on. He's moving all over, and we got to move with God. We got to move with God, not before him. We got to move with God. I want you to hold your head up high again. Listen, again, it's time for your miracle. Tell somebody. Share the broadcast. Come on, lift them up. Come on, and let them know it's about time for your miracle. No matter what's going on, no matter what's being the wind is being stirred, no matter what kind, but you got to stay with the fire. You got to stay with the fire of God. You got to trust God, hallelujah, like never before, because he's who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Praise God. I want you to go to the Word of God right quick because I'm going to go to the phone lines and we're going to do prayer. We're going to do prayer. We're going to take prayer requests and we're going to pray for you because this is what I believe. I believe if you pray about it and if you praise about it, it could be done unto you. I believe this because God is who he say he is and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Things are going to change. Things are going to be overthrown. Hallelujah. The mountain is going to be now removed. Come on here and cast into the sea. Come on here. I know God is going to do it. Hallelujah. I know God is going to bring you out. I know God is going to heal you, but we got to trust God. I just want to talk to you a little simple about presenting yourselves according to Romans 12, 12, and the first verse says right here, I beseech you therefore, hallelujah. Let me see, Lazy. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, and when you present something, hallelujah, you want it to be the best. You don't want to present something that is not the best. Come on. You want to present something. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, hallelujah, that ye present your bodies, come on here, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Holy and acceptable unto God. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to. It says present your bodies. You don't have to worry about nobody else. He said present your bodies. Holy and acceptable unto God. Because guess what? God is not accepting excuses in this hour. Come on. We cannot no more longer. Come on here. Come before God and accept and send him excuses. Why I'm not doing this. Why this is in my way. I'm not what I used to be, but I still got some. Yes, we all. But what he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies. Come on, your bodies. And what he said, a holy, 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 and a living sacrifice. Come on, our bodies is the temple of God. Your body is the temple of God. And we have to walk as becoming saints of God. We got to live as becoming saints of God. We can't live like the world live and still say we saved and still say we got the authority of God in us. We can't walk hand in hand with the world. Come on. We can't do what the world do. We can't say what the world say. We can't, hallelujah, we can't operate as the things of the world and fight back like the world. I'm just naming some things because we got to present our body, hallelujah, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is what our reasonable service unto him. Come on. We're no more longer our own. We're no more longer. Come on. We've been bought with the price. So therefore, we have to present our bodies. Come on. Our bodies, we got to bring it before God. Clean. Oh, God, as he said in his sons, oh, Lord, who shall abide in that tabernacle? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Come on. We got to sacrifice. We got to sacrifice. We got to present our bodies unto the Lord. And everything we do and everything we say, we got to represent and we got to present our bodies unto the Lord. Again, we're in the world, but we are not of the world. We don't do what the world do. We don't say what the world say. Come on. We don't, hallelujah. Come on. We are separated. We are called out from the world. We are separated. When we say we are separated, it's not saying that we're better than the world. No, we're not saying that we're untouchable and things ain't going to happen to us. No, we are called out from the world. Come on, we're unspotted, come on, from the world. Come on, hallelujah. Again, according to what the words say right here, therefore, he said, I beseech you, therefore, come on, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, come on, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, come on here, holy, acceptable unto, which is unto the Lord, your reasonable service. Come on. Hallelujah. And it says right here, here we go. He says right here, we teach it. We don't taught it from this. So we're teaching it from again. And it says right here, hallelujah. And be not conformed. Come on. Be not conformed to what? This world. Be not conformed to this world. So again, here we are. We are in the world, but we are not operating as the world. Come on. System and doing what the world do and say what the world say and walk how the world is walking. Hallelujah. We've got to walk a holy life. Come on. We got to live a holy life. Come on. We got to live a sanctification life. Come on. Pull aside, set aside. Come on. Every area, in every area of our lives. Come on. We can't live holy on one day. Come on. And then the rest of the days, we live like the world. Come on. We can't talk holy on one day, and then the rest of the day, we talking like the world. Come on. We're kingdom. We're representing the kingdom. We're representing God as becoming saints of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, we're in the world, but we are not of the world. Come on. If we don't operate as the world has take things and try to handle them. Come on. Right here says right here. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. You got your mind. Oh, my goodness. Here we go about this mind. You got to be renewed by your mind. And how do your mind become renewed? I'm so glad you asked, Apostle. You got to get in this word. You got to meditate on this word day and night. Again, according to what we ministered on yesterday, he said, that will keep you in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. When you get your mind and you put it on God, the things of God, hallelujah, you're renewing your mind, because from what the world system is throwing at you, from what the world is dictating at you, it's pulling everything out of you if you're not walking in God and not allowing God to walk in you. So it said, be not conformed to this world, but be what? Be remade over by the renewing of your mind. Come on here. Hallelujah to God. It said by the renewing of your mind that ye may do what? Prove. Hallelujah. That ye may prove which is good and acceptable. Come on. Acceptable. Come on here. Hallelujah. To the acceptable for the will of God. Come on. Everything ain't accepted. God is not accepting everything. He's not winking at everything now. Come on. That's what I'm saying. We got to stop making up excuses and present our bodies a living sacrifice. Oh, you know, this just me. This is just how I am. No, when you come to Christ, that ain't just how you are. You're a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now by the renewing of your mind, come on, we've got to walk. Come on, like we have been changed. We can't walk like in the world, like the old system by the world that I used to walk. Come on, I can't get back at you. You get my cat, I'm going to get your dog. No, I can't do that. Come on, we can't do that. Hallelujah. We can't fight with words. We can't fight with body emotions. We can't fight with all this other stuff that how we used to handle things. Now we're walking in a different realm, and we're living in a different realm. The Bible said to the pure, all things to pure. Come on, hallelujah. It's to you, hallelujah, to do what? You've got to walk as we are living sacrifices unto God. Come on, this is our reasonable service. Come on, hallelujah. You can't walk in your ways. Come on, you can't allow the enemy to take you back to a place where you come from. Hallelujah. Why you can't go back? Because it's in the sea of forgiveness. So you're just out there wondering, trying to find something else. Come on, hallelujah. Come on. So what we've got to do is present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be retransformed by the renewing of your mind. Come on, by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. That we may do what? Hallelujah. That is good and acceptable. Hallelujah. Acceptable and approve the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I say, the grace of God, the grace that's given unto me. Hallelujah. That's given unto me as every man, that you think, you can't thank yourself more than highly than anybody else. No, this is not what I'm saying. Oh, I'm over here and I'm up. No, it's by the grace of God that we are not all consumed. It's by the grace of God that we're not overtaken by the things of life. But I'm saying is, once we come to Christ, once we're in Christ and Christ is in us, the hope of glory, we've got to walk like we know that we know God has changed us. We can't walk hand in hand with the world. We can't be best friends with the world. He said, come off and among them, be ye separated, said the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. And we can't compromise. You can't compromise. Oh, it's okay. God know your heart. It's okay. He's still working on me. in that area. I know people, I get a lot of times feedback from their minds, from what they're saying. I'm just saying what the words say. Present your bodies. Excuses is over. Excuses is over. Well, I would do this, but excuses is over. The deadline, it don't ran out. He said, present your bodies. He didn't say, hey, present your excuses or your shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Come on. He said, present your bodies. What? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto who? God. Then he tells us what to do. He tells us what to do right here. Hallelujah. Be not conformed to what? This world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. And how do you do that? Again, through the word of God. How do you do that? Through prayer. How do you do that? Through just meditating on him day and night. Renewing your mind. Hallelujah. Renewing your mind. Because the enemy is so crafty and cunning. The enemy will try to get in your mind and begin to get you to do other things, think other things, go other things in your mind. It begins in your mind. Hallelujah. Again, so if a man think it in his heart, so is he. So we got to do what? Pull ourselves from that. And we got to do what? Present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Come on. And I'm reminded of what Prophetess Moses did on Saturday in her midday service. Come on. There's clogs in us. Hallelujah. And the enemy wants you to stay clogged up because he don't want you to renew your mind. He don't want you to present your body as a living sacrifice. Come on. It ain't got to be nothing long out, drawn out, bad. It could just be little simple things. Because a lot of times we think the saint be stopped up or whatever's stopped up. We think it's a whole lot of stuff down there. It could be one little something that has got down there and it has held the blockage, the flow of the water from coming. Come on. So it could be one little thing. That's why he tells us to guard our hearts. That's why he tells us, come on, for out of our heart do what? It's just a life flow. That's why we can't walk in bitterness. That's why we can't walk in strife and envy and hatred and all this kind of stuff. We've got to do what? We've got to walk in love. Come on, we got to show love no matter what is going on. Come on, we can't allow the enemy to cause us not to do what? Present our bodies unto the Lord. Come on, because he can't present nothing else. He's done. His time is done. He don't have no other choice. It's already done. He can't go back to heaven. Come on. Hallelujah. And he know his time is getting closer, that he's really going to be burning in the lake of fire. His own. Come on. Hallelujah. So we got to do what? Present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice as unto the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. This is what we do. This is what we do. If we're going to name the name of God, and we're going to walk this, so we got to walk holy. We got to live holy. We got to talk holy. Come on. Again, according to what the scriptures say, no, we're not thinking ourselves. He said, don't think yourself high. It's puffed up because you're doing. No. But what we do, according to the grace, because if it wasn't for the grace of God, if it wasn't for the grace of God that's covered me, if it wasn't for the grace of God, yes, we would be there. Come on. Hallelujah. But because of God's grace, come on, it's because his mercy and his kindness towards us, hallelujah, that he brought us out, that he brought us through. Come on here. Hallelujah to God. Come on. I like this part right here. It says, drop down to this fourth verse. It says, for as we have many members on one body, and all members have not the same office. But guess what? We have many members on one body, for all members. Come on here. Does not carry the same office. So what I have to do is I have to allow my mind to be the mind. I have to allow my hands to be the hands and my mouth to be the mouth. Oh, my God. And my tongue be the tongue. Hallelujah. So we be